This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be covering today is, why did God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appoint judges? And you'll understand why he appointed judges. First of all, to magnify the law against crime, to preserve liberty, to protect liberty, and to protect the lives of we the people, and to ensure happiness. And what we're seeing today is exactly flipped up on its head, judgment turned backwards, and the American people accepting everything that is contrary to the law in so many different aspects. We're going to be covering that in just a couple moments. Before we do that, I'd like to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and just highlight some of the things that are taking place across the country. In your country, as a matter of fact, Philadelphia Muslim who shot cop refuses to enter plea. Listen carefully, America, and it shows you once again that Muslims are here not to assimilate, they are here to conquer. Again, listen carefully, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Philadelphia Muslim who shot cop, he refuses to enter plea. He said, I don't plead to anyone but Allah. You know, let me go back one step. Yesterday I highlighted on the show that I was just recently in San Diego, California. We were right by the famous Midway. It was ported right at the tip of San Diego there. And interestingly enough, it's the famous statue also is right next to it of the girl being kissed by the guy right after the end of World War II. And hopefully you all know what I'm talking about. Just to Time Life magazine, sailor kisses girl. It's a famous picture. You'll know it right once you see it. And interestingly enough, that statue is right next to the Midway with all of our military helicopters. Our M-16s, so on and so forth, F-16s, forgive me, and all these other airplanes that are about and up top the Midway itself. But what was interesting is I noted they had a booth, and the booth was right next to it, and I just was kind of offended, to be quite honest with you. But it also shows you that I was willing to reach out to these people, because a lot of times people overlook the fact that the church is called to be a light in a dark place. We're called to seek and save that which is lost. So while we have all these immigrants coming into the United States illegally, we have a really great opportunity to actually reach out to these people with the gospel. But what was interesting is I walked over to this booth and it had a big sign that says, who is Allah? Like anybody cares. And interestingly enough, right to that it said, Muslims love Jesus, ask why. I also want to tell you that on the other side of this booth, it had a picture. It was a big poster on the other side of it where two Muslims were sitting inside. And by the way, keep in mind, nobody was talking to them, not a one. And I'll tell you why that is in just a moment. But interestingly enough, on the other side of this booth, it had none other than Noah. It had Abraham. It had Moses. And it even had Jesus. And the Muslims are trying to bring the message into America that these were all prophets of Allah. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And it shows you right then and there that they are not in America to, in any sense of the word, assimilate. They are here to conquer. Now, to take it a step further, I walked up to him. I said to my wife, I said, I'm not going to just talk about this. And I do this quite a bit. I purposely will walk into a circle or into people's private space concerning the Muslims in the United States. And I walked over to these two guys, and they were sitting there. And again, nobody was over there. And I tracked them. I gave them a Ten Commandments, Law to Christ track, Galatians 3:24. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith, because they acknowledge the Mosaic institution. But I brought them to Christ. And I was just going through it with them. And you could just feel their obstinance toward me, both of these guys. And I just put them down and I looked at them and I said, do you guys want to know why, or do you wonder why nobody's coming over to your booth? I mean, it's like I said to them, I said, you guys are a bunch of clowns. And because I was aggravated and I was righteously indignant with their blatant disrespect for who we are in this country. And isn't it interesting? I want to reiterate this point too. Isn't it interesting? They claim that Allah is God, and everybody needs to submit to him, and Muhammad, and all this other doctrines of devil, 1 Timothy 4:1. And it was interesting that they're here, again, not to assimilate to our ways of life. If their God was God, then why is it that they're coming over into America attempting to proselytize those into their faith? And keep in mind, to proselytize in their faith is always by force through totalitarian methods. I mean, my God tells me I have a choice. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. He doesn't by force make me choose, folks. In the choices that we have are heaven and hell, plain and simple. And it also tells us in Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So everything that I do in life is a choice. I'm not converted or proselytized by force the way these people mean it to be. But anyways, folks, I wanted to highlight the fact that once again, concerning what's going on in the Sons of Liberty media and my firsthand experience over in San Diego, California last week, that Philadelphia Muslim who shot a police officer point blank range. There's a picture right on sonsoflibertymedia.com. He refuses to enter a plea. He said, I don't plead to anyone but Allah. I have to bring this over to Minneapolis. Do you remember some time back, 6 to 9 months ago, we had a Minneapolis police officer, don't forget about Betsy Hodges, friends, who is a sympathizer with the Muslims. She, this mayor, actually puts on a hijab, and she goes into mosques to give her address to the city. Yes, you heard me right. And don't forget about the governor, this lunatic in the state of Minnesota, told people that refused to have illegal immigrants, namely Muslims, come into their prospective cities. That, listen, if you don't like it, said Mark Dayton, voted the worst senator in the history of America. He said, if you don't like it, then move somewhere else. That's what the governor said to the constituents that he is to serve. But we had a police officer, friends, that got into position somehow or another. A woman called. She said it sounded like someone was being raped in the alley in North Minneapolis. The police got there. The woman came outside of the house. She approached the police car. And this Muslim police officer leaned over his partner who was driving the car and shot her several times. Do you know that to date in Minneapolis, he still has not complied with American law concerning murder? He said as well that he doesn't plead to anyone but Allah. America, so as to know, and so as you know, what you're up against concerning these people, you've seen the fruit of them, so therefore you need to judge rightly. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to highlight some more things that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before I do that, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. My YouTube page, do check it out. We're giving you the answers. We're magnifying the law against the crime rather than the other way around, because we know that justice guards our liberty. Look at the back of the Supreme Court building. You'll see Moses with the two tablets in his hand, and inscripted is justice is the guardian of our liberties. That is Bradley Dean Double E YouTube, Bradley Dean YouTube. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, double E. And also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. We follow the Constitution here. And so should you. Our forefathers established what we have today, friends. Over 240 years later, we have the longest standing Constitution in modern history. Let's not blow it. We have a prime opportunity, no matter how dark it is out there. Keep in mind, folks, the history of Christianity. In so many different aspects, as their backs are up against the wall, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ shows up, saves the day. Because we understand here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com that the gates of hell shall not prevail, period. We're going to get over to judges are appointed to magnify law to protect ETC in just a couple of minutes. I want to highlight some more of the things that are going on across the United States of America. In Minnesota, we have gubernatorial candidate Philip Parrish. He said, Islam is the antithesis of the Constitution. Folks, again, I have a plethora of writers for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. They're a part of the culture war. They're in the fight. We have constitutional attorneys. We have preachers, so on and so forth. But we are giving you the perspective of news folks as the way that you should get it, rather than the way that you do get it. And again, I'm not handpicking what I'm highlighting here. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can see what these writers, these contributors, are actually writing about, what concerns them the most about what's going on in your country. Here's another one. Listen carefully. 5 Islamic jihadis in the U.S. that you won't hear about in the mainstream news. Why is the media in your country? Why are representatives in your country? Why are they advocating? Why are they forcing the doors open to illegals, especially after September 11th, folks? I think it's very telling. You need to think for yourselves. One more time, let me interject what the father of our Constitution, James Madison, said when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, he said, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Did you hear what I said? Pretty crazy stuff. Also wanted to highlight the fact, friends, that just to go and coincide with what we're talking about right now, Congressman to DOJ, Department of Justice, and Capitol Police, he said, arrest any illegal aliens attending the SOTU, State of the Union Address. Now, can you imagine this? Again, September 11th, the two towers dropped mysteriously. Over 3,000 Americans were killed. The fastest investigation known to mankind. On the front page of the paper the very next day, we see all these Muslims on the front page of the paper accused of dropping the two towers. Over the next 15, 16, 17 years, we watch our governments continuously tear away at constitutional law to establish policy and policy that works against us. Who's attacked you, America, more than your government since September 11th, 2001? Here, I want to give you the answer. No one. Congressmen to DOJ and Capitol Police, arrest any illegals, any illegal aliens attending the State of the Union address? They were worried that the Democratic Party, as if to suggest they have any constitutional standing, friends, which they do not, as if to suggest that they were to arrest, friends, illegals coming in to see the President of the United States of America. Think about that. At least one congressman has called on Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Capitol Police to arrest, friends, any illegal aliens that would show up for the State of the Union address on Tuesday, following a report that 24 Democrats plan to bring illegal aliens with them to the president, namely President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address on Tuesday. I mean, can you believe this, or am I speaking of a different country here, friends, or is this really happening in your country? Yes. Who's bringing them in? Let me go back to the mayors, those that are masquerading themselves as mayors, which are truly felons, folks, alluring in illegals into your country on your dime. And here we go. Oh, and by the way, for anybody to get too excited about that one, keep in mind on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Julian Assange exposes Trump's subservience to terrorist Saudi Arabia. We're constantly getting this mixed signal from the People's White House. He says one thing, he does the opposite. He says one thing, he does the opposite. Folks, that is the nature of politicians. They're Judases. Now, representatives are a different story. Representatives actually work for the people. But where are those people? Only you can answer the question. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have a Democrat in Florida. Again, friends, a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, and 97 other party affiliations have no constitutional standing in this country. We are a constitutional republic. We have one law, Article 4, Section 4. But Florida mayor, listen carefully, friends, this is what you put up with. Florida mayor arrested in FBI sting operation, several felony charges and misdemeanors. These are people that are supposed to represent we the people that are selling us down the river. This is yesterday's news, friends. Let me give you another one showing you how those that are to represent we the people are actually working against we the people. Listen carefully. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, State of Maine goes full constitution free zone. Border Patrol demands papers, please, on bus lines. Boy, what is going on? Read Leviticus 26, verse 15. And you will know for yourself as to what's going on in this country. Let me say this again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. State of Maine goes full constitutional free zone. In other words, they're stepping all over the Constitution. The Border Patrol demands papers, please, on bus lines. This is the United States of America. This is what's happening. Isn't it interesting when you go into the airport? You're now being vetted. Isn't it interesting when you go through the TSA, which, by the way, is a violation, a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of your Bill of Rights. Clear violation. There's no arguing there whatsoever. But isn't it interesting you have foreigners now, the baser sort, that actually vet you, that pats you down. You might want to pull the curtain back on that and look at the crimes of the TSA. Do yourself a favor, friends, and preserve and stand up and fight for your liberties, like so many hundreds of thousands have that have before you, to give you what you have today. You have the freedom to do the right thing today, America, so stand up and do the right thing today. But when you begin to look at what's going on in your country, friends, it is over the top. You have Muslims checking your papers before you get on an airplane. Hello! Hello! It's completely out of hand. Let me take it another step. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The truth is not allowed in the courtroom. Your government, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, written by Jim White, is threatening witnesses, lying under oath, and holding back evidence. I mean, at first blush, one might think that I'm referring to the ongoing fake Russian collusion investigation against the president led by soon-to-be-jailed special prosecutor Robert Mueller. Sadly, that's not the case. I'm referring to the blatant prosecutors and their misconduct against a much lower profile victim, Mr. Eric Parker. And we're talking about those that are still incarcerated, those that are still in court concerning the Bundy Ranch trials. The truth is not allowed in the courtroom. America, it is time. There's never been a better time to stand up and do the right thing, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I have to pick this up and hopefully bring it to a conclusion by the end of the day. Judges are appointed. We've been talking about corrupt judges. We've been talking about it's time for the American people to vet the Supreme Court. We talked about John Roberts, who made health care a tax unlawfully, unconstitutionally, therefore it's null and void. We talked about Alina Kagan, who was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard. She was appointed as the fox in the chicken coop right before homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Never judged a case a day in her life. Now they're teeing it up for none other than Sonia Sotomayor. And I'd highlighted yesterday, folks, her anti-white rhetoric and how they're aimed at zeroing in, friends. Aim small, miss small. That's what they're doing when it comes to the U.S. imperialism, they call it. And again, keep in mind, friends, these people are all, and namely the illegals, and those people that come into this country and complain about the way things are here, well, we didn't ask you to come here in the first place. Come in here legally or don't come in at all. And if you do, this is the consequence of breaking that law. We have all these people complaining about how bad it is here through the state-controlled media. And keep in mind, folks, it's bought and paid opposition. Okay, these advocates and actors are all bought and paid for. And the media is giving them full volume
when it comes to what they have to say. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, they even had some foreigner on television talking about how 17 years ago her husband came in illegally and no longer is Poppy here any longer. Her children ask her every day where Poppy is. Well, he went back to where he came from because he came in unlawfully. And keep in mind, he had 17 years to right his wrong, but he failed to do so. But they want you to sympathize with criminals. And keep in mind, America, you have been conditioned to show more sympathy for the criminal than for the victims in this country. And I say shame on you if you've taken on that mindset. So we've highlighted that. We've taken the time to show you the problem. Let's show you the answer. Why did God appoint judges? When you go back and you look at history, his dash story, the events recorded in the book of Judges took place in a 400-year gap in between the conquest of Canaan and the establishment of the Hebrew monarchy. The tribes of Israel had taken their inheritance and were located in different regions of Canaan. But each tribe probably had a smaller system of community government, but Israel was governed by God, as are all nations as a whole. And while this was the ideal form of government, the children of Israel were often led astray by disobedience. Now listen to that. When you go to Judges 2:11, it tells us, "Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baal." Baal is the god that they've created in their minds, which is not the biblical God. God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob fulfilled that law by grace, folks, Ephesians 2:8, through Jesus Christ. Now, so many people don't understand what I just got done saying, so let me break that down. Second commandment, Exodus 20, says, "Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image." A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, perjury, so on and so forth. Look at the two tablets, folks, the first and the second. Let me tell you this. That God that I just highlighted that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth, any crimes or anything that stands in contrast or antithetical to the Ten Commandments of God and His moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, folks, I want to tell you this. That God is a figment of your imagination. That God does not exist. That's Baal. It's a false God. And what you have been taught over the last 60, 70 years in this country is a false grace, a false love. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. It's a covering and not of mine, the Lord said. And when you go to the New Testament in the book of Galatians chapter 5, it talks about using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You have been taught by the whores and the hirelings in the pulpit that you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do, but you're still going to heaven. Jesus said, not true. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not raised the dead? So on and so forth. And the Lord's going to look at you and say, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. You that allowed lawlessness to do what lawlessness does. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. And that's why, again, Scripture tells us the love of many wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. And their version of love is, hey, listen, you know, we're just human. We're imperfect. You're looking for your excuses. I want to tell you something. Your excuses are not going to work on the day of judgment. Read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. Now, prior to the conquest of Canaan, Israel was commanded to utterly destroy the inhabitants of the land to avoid the influence of other gods and customs. Deuteronomy 20, verse 16, 18. Which brings me to freedom of religion in America. Those that listen to me know exactly where I'm going, but to those new listeners, you need to understand freedom of religion in this country is to those that come to assimilate to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ, because we are a Christian nation, period. And yes, I mean to reiterate that point over and over and over again. Freedom of religion was a word of law, friends. And it was used in the sense of understanding that Christianity, freedom of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, so on and so forth. But now, America, you have been taught, just like freedom of speech, you can just go ahead and do and say whatever you want to say when it comes to what you say. No, that's not true at all. You can't advocate crime in this country, but you have been led to believe that it's okay for what you call the left to do the things that the left does. Again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So get to it, America. Get busy and right the wrongs. You know what the enemy is doing. They don't have the freedom to violate law. No more than do others have a right to come in an attempt to conquer us through something called Islam or any other foreign religion. Try that in their country. See how it goes. Just tell them you have freedom of religion over there in their country as well. See how that goes for you. See how that fares for you. This task, however, was never accomplished, and Israel fell into disobedience over and over again, often influenced by the pagan gods of the inhabitants, which Israel failed to destroy. The Israelites were given into captivity. Folks, just that simple. You give yourself over to sin little by little. Sin is going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And then you're going to wonder why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You've already been warned to stay away from those that taught contrary to the law, like Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses. How'd that work out for him? That's the New Testament, friends. How did that work out for him? It didn't work out for him. So, going back, in contrast, the book of Joshua is the story of Israel victorious, and the years following a pattern of disobedience again. Repentance and deliverance and more disobedient emergence. It's the cycle of man. The reward for disobedience and the punishment for rebellion was very clearly written in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. But the Lord had also made another promise to Israel. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them out, nor shall I break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord thy God. Listen to what the Lord said. I will not break my covenant with them. Yesterday I shared with you how the Lord said, tell the righteous it will be well with them. But he said, woe unto the wicked. And that's a curse. That's falling to the judgments of God. There are few people in this country that are blessed of God where you can still see the blessings flow through their life. And there is much judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And folks, I'll tell you what, that's how specific God is. One person can be blessed of God, and his neighbor can be completely cursed, and they can fall to the judgments of God. We see it all over the country today. But the Lord said, I will not break my covenant. He said, but for their sakes I will remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt into the sight of the nations, that I might be their God and I am the Lord. Now, folks, when you hear scripture like that, I know a lot of people will just say, well, listen to what he said. But for their sake I will remember the covenant of their ancestors. Yeah, keep in mind, on one mountain was the cursing, and on the other mountain was the blessing. Also keep in mind, it rains on the just and on the unjust, and whatever you sow individually is exactly what you're going to reap individually. And what you sow as a nation, you are together going to reap what you sowed. People want to just overlook their part. They want to overlook their obligation to God and man and just say, well, listen to what he said. His covenant's still going to go on no matter what we do. That's not what he's saying. He's talking about his people, Israel. And I'm not talking about demographically. I'm talking about his people individually and corporately. After the death of Joshua, another generation rose up that did not remember the things that God had done. Joshua 2:10. This new generation inherited a land which was jointly occupied by the people that Israel chose not to destroy. In other words, if they did not obey God by destroying a people that meant to destroy them, guess what happened at length? His people fall into bondage again by the people that they should have dealt with, but they failed to do so. Are you listening, America? You're seeing flags all over the country concerning what's going on with the Muslims and their infiltration into our country. If you don't believe me, it's going to happen here, friends. Look to the Word of God. If you don't want to look to that, look to the curse. Go to foreign countries. Go to Europe. Go to France, Germany, the UK, and tell me if it's not true. What I just highlighted concerning the Word of God. Nobody can. I'm so humored when people sit there and say, brother, you know, I just don't believe that. Open your eyes. Open your ears, but that falls to what the Lord said. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And I don't know why this comes to me right now, but I just think about all those kids, those young people that are opening their arms to all those refugees. And those refugees infiltrate their countries, and then they kick them out of their homes. They rape and kill them. They break through Cloward Piven. They break down the financial system. Listen to what I'm telling you. Hey, folks, prevention is better than cure. I'm going to come back to this. Why did the Lord appoint judges? I'm getting to my point. Stay with me. We got one more segment coming up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, also check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Getting to the Sons of Liberty, final segment. Why did God appoint judges? I just highlighted the fact that after the death of Joshua, which, by the way, his name means Savior, another generation rose up that did not remember the things that God had done. This new generation inherited a land which was jointly occupied by the people that Israel chose not to destroy. The sins of the father had taken root, and rebellion against God was the outcome. It's exactly what we're seeing today. As promised, the people were given into the hands of their enemies by God. That's going to happen sooner or later if the American people do not respond. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. All folks, all day yesterday I spent how much time showing you the hands of the judges and what they're delivering you over to. The hands of your enemies. But when God appointed judges, they were used to defeat the captors and to release the Israelites from their clutches. God worked through them to steer the Israelites into repentance and reconciliation with God. And though God was merciful enough to send them out judges, the Israelites developed a cycle of disobedience. Regardless of the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance, they keep rebelling. People keep rebelling. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. I have the same natural dispensation that you have. But when you're born of the Spirit of God, read 1 Corinthians 7:12. That's what the fruit of a godly individual is. That's the fruit of the Holy Ghost. And what do they do? They do the opposite of what they did when they were sinners. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now just to kind of highlight the fruits of repentance. Most people don't know this neither. They think that once you get saved, John 3:3, all of a sudden you become some little mamby-pamby, effeminate pansy, walking around smacking everybody in the backside, telling them everything was okay and is okay, when the opposite, again, friends, is absolutely true. Going over to 1 Corinthians 12. And when I go over to 1 Corinthians 12, I'm doing live radio here, friends. I got a feeling here. There we go. 7:10, forgive me. Not 12, forgive me. Godly sorrow bringeth repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Oh, you know what? I was on 1 Corinthians rather than 2 Corinthians. So do forgive me. That's why I cross-check. And in the process, we are here now finding out the information that we need. I'm laughing, friends, because of the way things operate once I'm trying to get some information over to the people and how things seem to work out during that process. Godly sorrow bringeth repentance that leads to salvation that leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. Whoa! Not overlook the deeds of the wicked. No, the Bible tells us to deal with them. Read Psalm 94 in context. But again, we wonder why we end up in the cycle of disobedience, because we don't want to listen to the words of the prophetic. That's why. And yet they would not hearken going back unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord. But they did not do so. And when the Lord raised them up, and namely judges, then the Lord was the judge. He was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of all the enemies of their days. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they again returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn ways. You know, isn't it amazing how many people declare their love for God? They declare their love for Jesus. They love him so much that, again, every opportunity they get, they disobey him. That's how much they love him. I mean, let me put it in parallel to a man and a wife. I mean, can you imagine a husband or a wife going out and cheating at will? And every time they get caught, they turn around and say, well, I'm sorry. I meant to do what I did, but you know what? I won't do it again. And then a couple days later, they fall to the same sins. Are they really sorry? Nope, they're not. And that's what you see happening. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Let me ask you, let me lay to your candor. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? Amos 3:3. How is it that you're in agreement with what Jesus bled Calvary to cover through his blood? What we see in the natural is let's go over to a veteran memorial. And we go, we'll go over to the graveyard in none other than Washington, D.C., Arlington Cemetery. What would you think of a bunch of foreigners gathering into the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and desecrating everything they fought, bled, and died? They fought against the very people today that the Americans are fraternizing with, by the way. I mean, isn't that a smack in the face? Isn't that desecrating their very memories and their honors? Well, that's what's happening. And it's the same thing in spiritual matters. I mean, I'm about as sick and tired of seeing these stickers that say coexist that I could just, for a better way of saying it, vomit. I mean, I feel like vomiting every time I see it. It's like, people, do you have any idea what you're giving yourself over to? Going back, the time period in which the book of Judges takes place was a time of consistent blundering. The generation previously had not driven the occupants of Canaan out and failed to teach their children properly in the ways of the Lord. Judges 2:10, Judges 2:23. The new generation had failed to remember the ways of the Lord and perpetrated the redundancy of the judges' cycle. Now, you know, this is what's interesting to me. What one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. What do you suppose the up-and-coming generation is going to embrace? And by the way, don't forget about in politics, because I can point my finger over there for you to clearly see what's going on. Under Barack Hussein Obama, you had 18 to 33, 68% of them people voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama emulated Mao Zedong to a T. Mao Zedong was responsible for taking the Republic of China and turning it over to the young people as he taught them that they were a democracy to overthrow the Republic of China. And guess what happened? At the end of the day, Mao Zedong won the day. Because the people of the Republic of China didn't take serious Mao Zedong until he began to open up on the people that resisted him because now he had the power. That's why the kids in public schools are being indoctrinated to accept everything that will destroy their own country. I just highlighted this. And God appointed judges to prevent this, but it was for the people to actually magnify the law that he gave against their enemies. And if they didn't want to do that, at the end, they were going to be destroyed. I know a lot of people in this country believe that that will never happen in this country. I want to tell you something. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, America, because if God said it and his judgment comes forth, I don't care who dare stand. All the armies of the earth can stand against the governor of nations, but you can rest assured that which he sent forth his word, it will prosper. Isaiah 55, in what he said it would prosper in. And if he says enough is enough, enough is enough. And it's a scary thing when you see ignorant people say, oh, that can never happen. It reminds me of the Titanic. Well, the Titanic, man, that boat will never sink. The history of men that dare the justice of God, I'll tell you what. What is the history of men that dare the justice of God? It's the first thing they did, and it was the last thing they did. And again, I lay to the candor of the American people and appeal to you to get this right. For you to stand back and let a judge, to let a president or any other representative in this country to merely save us from our enemies, I want to tell you where it starts. It starts at home before us and God, first and foremost. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2, and the list goes on. Acts 2, 38. What's happening in our country today is exactly what we see throughout the history of mankind. God delivers them, they spit towards heaven. They fall back on their own backs for spitting against heaven. God delivers them once again. Folks, there comes a point where you have to say, enough is enough, right? And I'm talking about our hypocrisies, America. It's time for us to truly repent before God and get this right. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.